Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, July the 10th, 2019. Are you having a good week? I am. I'm excited about this week. It's one of our favorite weeks of the year. We're doing church camp, as I'm recording this on Sunday night, and so I'm sharing these along the way, I don't really know what's going on at church camp, but I know it's a great week all the time, and we just look forward to what the Lord's doing, and I'm going to try to share in the next couple of podcasts, have a couple of other guys with me as they can maybe share a morning devotion with you. Maybe I'll do a little interview or something, do a little bit different podcast, but it's good to be with you as we look at the last fruit of the Spirit. This last fruit of the Spirit is temperance, and it really stands in contradistinction to the works of the flesh. Remember, we went through the works of the flesh and kind of discussed those and talked about all those different works of the flesh, and the majority of those works of the flesh have to do with self-indulgence. You know, adultery, fornication, jealousy. I mean, adultery and fornication, they... you want your sexual desires satisfied, and in jealousy, it's self-indulgence because you want your way, and you're jealous of what someone else has, and you have envy, you have malice towards someone else because of what they have, and then of course drunkenness means that you're going to be self-indulgent when it comes to drinking alcohol and reveling or partying, all of those are self-indulgent. The flesh will always say, if it feels good, do it. The flesh always says, don't worry about the consequences. The flesh reasons like we find in Proverbs 7:18, where it's talking of the harlot when she says, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money and will come at home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With a flattering of her lips, she forced him. So she seduces a man to come into her. And what's he do? He doesn't consider the consequences. He just thinks about those fleshly desires. And here's what Proverbs says about Proverbs 7:22. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Self-indulgence. Have you ever seen someone make decisions that were self-indulgent, that were not healthy for them, and really, it caused them to lose their life because of some health problem? That's someone who is not temperate, is self-indulgent, doesn't think about the consequences, just wants to satisfy the flesh. So the fruit of the Spirit doesn't walk and reason as the flesh reasons. The Spirit reasons by thinking not what is pleasing to self, but what is pleasing to the Father. Really, what is pleasing to self or to the flesh is not a consideration at all. It's like my friend Brother Lonnie Edwards, who's moving to Arkansas. He would rather stay here in Kentucky, but he feels the Lord's leading to go to Arkansas, and so he's not really thinking about what is the most beneficial for him. He's following the call of God. That's how we see. That's an example of walking after the Spirit and not walking according to the flesh. So temperance is defined as self-control, mastery of self, or holding in hand the passions and the desires. Temperance is not saying, if it feels good, do it. It's saying, I'm going to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. It's heeding the warning of the Spirit and choosing not to do the thing that the self wants to do. So, how often do you practice temperance? How many times do you control the appetites? How many times do you go against what the flesh wants to do? I'm afraid too many of us are just like a cartoon I remember from my childhood. It's Bugs Bunny, and he's standing there in a magician's hat with a pie in his hands, and he says this, "If I do it, I get a whipping." I do it. And he smashes the pie into the magician's face, I think it was. How many of you are going to commit an action when you know it's wrong, really not even thinking about the consequences? That person's being led by the flesh. That person is not walking according to the Spirit. So many people today don't know how to say no to the flesh. They indulge in whatever they feel like, no matter the consequences or the warnings. Then they wonder why they face so many hardships in life. A believer does not follow the flesh. A believer listens to the Spirit's leading. The believer controls the appetites by being temperate in all things. The believer goes against the flesh in order to please the Father. Remember, when you're led by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why will you not fulfill the lust of the flesh? Because you are following the Spirit. You will be like Christ and always do those things which are pleasing to the Father. So today, Lord, we thank you that we're thankful that you've given us the victory through faith. Lord, I'm thankful for the presence of the Spirit in my life. I'm thankful that you have given the Spirit to your people to lead them. Lord, help us to follow the Spirit, to say no to the appetites of the flesh, so that we can be pleasing to the Father. Thank you for leading us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And until tomorrow, Pastor Marcus saying goodbye.